Tristan.
It's European Mobility Week, and here in the centre of Ljubljana, they're celebrating with Eco Meet, where they've blocked off the main road as well as taking over Congress Square to show off all the different options for sustainable mobility.
We started with our sustainable vision in 2007. The really important changing point was 2016 when we were European Green Capital.
Ciacia Fitzko is Ljubljana's deputy mayor and the driving force behind many of its green policies.
We have changed the habits and the perception, the awareness, not only internally, because my colleagues are sometimes competing in their ideas that, yeah, we should make something even more sustainable, but that people feel that their city is now even more theirs.
How did you see the electric cars fitting into this public transport modal mix?
It is something that's not only a good idea, an innovative idea, but it's the way that we will have to think even more in the future, not only for this example, but also in the case of electric buses. Mm. I think the electromobility is a really important part of the sustainable city development.
In many places, electric cars are still an esoteric element in the transport mix. But here in Ljubljana, they're available at the tap of an app. The system is called Avant2Go, and there are dozens of stations all over the city, each with a selection of cars and dedicated parking spaces. And the prices are keen, as low as €3 for an hour's rental.
I read about the initiative about the Green Capital, mm-hmm. and I knocked on the door, and I can say that we got great support, and all the dialogues we had were in the way how to make mobility cleaner and smoother within the city.
Matej Cher is the founder of Avant2Go.
Our ambition or vision is not to be biggest or to make billions, but to change the world, yeah. In the smart way, and to enjoy it. So first step is like Croatia, so to do it internationally first in the region. Ljubljana, Slovenia, Croatia is our laboratorium where we learn how you can provide mobility as a service for smaller cities and even maybe rural areas in order to be sustainable. Then Ljubljana and neighbor cities here can become showroom.
So, is Ljubljana now some sort of transport utopia, free of private petrol and diesel-powered cars? Not quite. There are still traffic jams on the main roads during the rush hours. But, increasingly, businesses are coming round to the idea that electric car sharing makes sense for them, too. Law firm boss Nate Novak is one of them.
We use Avant2Go as one of the main means of transportation for the whole company, meaning all our employees who need to go for a business trip, a meeting in Ljubljana or in the area, they normally use Avant2Go's. It's well spread around the city, and the stations are in locations which make sense. It makes our administration much easier. Everyone knows where the cars are, and we have zero admin work with our trips around Ljubljana, which is a great thing.
Back at EcoMeet, a fleet of lime green Renault Zoes demonstrate that Avant2Go is no longer the only electric car sharing game in town. GreenGo is a new venture that's planning to complement the existing system rather than compete with it head on. Gregor Flynick is in charge.
We want to approach maybe more to the customers from hospitality segment, tourists and everybody.
How has Ljubljana, do you think, made it possible for ventures like GreenGo and before that Avant2Go to get onto the market and get off to a flying start?
We find huge support from the city. Currently we are in discussion to also open this line for buses, for electric cars. So we find it like huge stimulation also for us to go on to develop new models of on the market and to push and bring people into this segment and to find new solutions.
It might be relatively small, but Ljubljana is showing other cities how to make shared electric mobility work. Now it just needs the rest of Europe to get on board. Guy Delaunay, DW, Ljubljana.